Well, when issues are found, the Department of Energy goes through everything that's submitted, that we submit to them. And when the investigation is complete, they get a copy and they have a individual, they have individuals hired as personnel security representatives there that go through the completed investigative report, and they go line by line and make sure anything that, you know, comes out at them has to be dealt with. And they call that subject of the interview in, the employee, and confront that person with the issue that's developed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, what I was told, I was trained there to do these confrontational interviews. I had been assigned there for 3 months. And they have a room just for these interviews, and it's a dark room with a light bulb on top and a tape recorder going. You give them their rights, which is pages and pages where they have to swear that they will be honest and tell you the truth. And I felt you put the fear of God in them.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that were minor issues, they really tried to scare people with. You know, like I had a case where a woman was on Prozac, and, you know, she was a secretary or something and did not really have much to do with classified information, if at all. And she was so terrified going through this process that I felt that was really unnecessary to have to do that to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there were scientists that maybe used marijuana in high school 20 years ago and had to go through the same procedure. I mean, I can understand that with a scientist. I mean, we don't want him using marijuana now because
mm-hmm.
that would endanger the security. But it was just their process. It was so antiquated. And some of it was necessary, but a lot of it was unnecessary. And I thought it was a waste of time to have to do that, you know, when it could have been handled differently.